Hello?
Hi, sir.
Mr. Machaney?
Hello?
Hi, William. It's Michael from MMA Legal, sir. You okay?
Yeah. Sorry I missed your call. We're really full.
No, that's no problem, sir. Thank you for calling me back and leaving the message. Literally just picked it up now. How are you, William?
I'm fine.
Fantastic. Have you got 5 minutes to have a chat with me about your case?
Yes, no problem.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, William, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
My name's Michael. Yeah.
My role here at MMA, I'm a senior investigator.
Yes.
What that entails, William, is I'm about to take your case to the next step, if you like.
Right.
Where I investigate all of the relevant authorities, speak to them on your behalf, and gather as much information as I can for you.
So we
can substantiate your claim and obviously get you the most amount of recognition and also compensation as we possibly can. I do that, William, is I'm not going to talk about your time and care today. We've already got statements from you. What I am going to ask you and talk to you about is how your time and care has followed you into your adult years. Whether that be, suffers with depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. From there, that'll give me some more targets I can go and speak to and try and paint an accurate picture of, what happened to you as a youngster. Has massively affected you in your latter, adult years. Is that okay, Will?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect, thank you. Have you suffered or do you suffer with any sort of depression or anxiety, William?
Well, I've got depression.
Okay.
I've had that for a while.
Yeah. And are you medicated? Are you on prescription medication for that?
Well, it doesn't give me any tablets because all the medication I'm on.
Okay.
Because I've on medication before because it's about harmful, so never give me any.
Okay. What medication are you on, Will? Well, what's that for? Sorry.
Well, I'm on metformin and all that because I'm diabetic. I'm asthmatic and all that. I've got high blood pressure. I'm getting angina. I've got some other disease I've got and all. I take Ventolin here, Trimble.
Okay. Medication for diabetes. What was the one? Sorry, diabetes and angina.
I've got angina. I've got diabetic. Angina, asthmatic, high blood pressure, and not safe feet. I think safe feet's got my diabetes, fair enough.
Okay. Does your doctor know you're struggling with your mental health, William? And
yes, I've seen you by 2 psychiatrists. Elmore Road in Kilmarnock, so... Okay. Oh, they just sat there and talked to them. Then they started using stupid tasks today. And I thought you should have tasked up the rest. I'm not even interested.
Okay. Was you referred to the counsellor by your GP?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, if it's okay with you, with your full blessing, is I'm going to write to your GP. I'm not obviously going to tell them why I'm writing. It's none of their business. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to request all of your medical records.
Yeah, I'll do fine.
Is that okay? Can I take you to the details, William?
It's Portland Medical Centre, Kilmarnock.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'll get the contact details for Portland Medical Center.
Yeah.
I've already signed what's called the deed of authority that gives me authority to speak to these people on your behalf.
No, I'll do fine.
And I'll request all your information.
William,
I do have a really tough question to ask you, but I would be doing a disservice to you Yep. If I didn't ask you, have you ever tried to take your own life, William?
Twice.
And did they end up in any sort of hospital trips? Sorry, William.
My wife passed away in 2012, and it just played through my mind, you know.
Yeah,
I just done that. I've done it twice, and I just says, my mare would batter my head in if she still was sitting here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, William, I did ask, obviously, I asked if you ended up in hospital for either of those.
No, I didn't go to hospital.
Okay. And does your doctor know that you've tried to commit suicide?
I told the psychiatrist that I tried to commit suicide twice, and my doctor knew that too.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do, obviously, like I said, with your permission, is write to your doctor. I'll get all of your medical information, all of your psychiatry or psychiatrist information.
Yes.
I'm also going to write to the local authorities, demand the local authorities of the care settings that you stayed at when you were a child. I'm going to demand all of your information from them.
No problem.
Do you want copies of that information, William, that I get?
Please, if you don't mind, yes.
Yeah, of course. It's your story, buddy. It's, you know, it's your life. That's, you know, hopefully it'll help you maybe piece together some stuff that you didn't know or understand at the time.
What would
you
say?
Copies. Okay, so once I have that information, I'll send you a copy. Me and you will go through it together.
Yeah.
It's not going to be quick. Just to let you know, it's probably going to be anywhere between 6 and 8 months.
Nice, no problem. Not
different. So I'll be in touch, you know, monthly, every month with you before that anyway. Just to check in really and let you know how I'm getting on. If I'm hitting any barriers or I'm struggling. I'm basically checking in to see how you are as well.
Yeah.
Once I have that information back, we'll go through it all together. We'll go through your statement to make sure we haven't missed anything out. Then we'll submit that to the Scottish Redress team. From there, we will hopefully get a panel date pretty quickly.
The
panel will then judge on your case. From then, hopefully we'll get an offer.
Yeah.
We'll advise you, our lawyer, Matt Bell, will advise you whether to accept or reject that offer. Dependent on, you know, how strong the evidence is we can gather. And then hopefully we'll get you some recognition. But that's the most important part, is the recognition of what's happened to you.
No problem.
And then some monetary compensation.
No, okay, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean the money isn't gonna make up for what's happened to you, Will. Hopefully we can just help you with getting you some recognition.
The money is
a bonus. So do you have any questions for me, William?
No, not at all.
Okay, so just due to the sensitivity nature of this claim, and obviously I have to take into account, you know, everything that you've been through and also obviously suffer with mental health issues.
Yes.
I just need to explain to you exactly what our fees are and how we're paid and, you know, what you will pay. Also, what other options are out there for you, William, as well. If you do not choose to go ahead with myself, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm. But then obviously it's up to you then to gather your own evidence and submit your own case. It's also then obviously, you know, about you trusting that institution, whether they're going to give you a fair compensation package. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there that will help you and not charge you any fees.
Yes.
They participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 whether you win, lose or draw. So they get paid anyway. Now, I can't legally comment on them law firms' practices, what they do, and probably more importantly, what they won't do for you. But what I can tell you is we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout.
Right.
So we won't get paid. We don't get a penny from the Scottish Government. What we want to do is enter into a joint venture with you, which is on a no-win, no-fee basis.
Yeah.
So what that means is if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose.
Right.
And it's in our best interest to gather as much information to give you the chance to get the most amount of compensation
yes.
you can. Our fees, William, are capped at 20% inclusive of all that.
Yeah.
So you'll never pay us more than 20%. You may pay us less in some instances, all dependent on how much time we have to put into your case, but you'll never pay us more than the 20%.
Right.
What else? That's the thing on the fees. Do you understand those three separate
Yes,
issues,
I do.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Okay. Are you happy for me to continue with your case here?
Yeah. Happy to do that.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much for trusting us.
No problem.
You also have what they call a 14-day cooling off period, William, from the time that you signed the documents. All that means is I'll just have your case on hold until the 14 days so I know that I can start working on it.
Right.
Or you have the right to waive that 14-day, and that means obviously I can start on your case as soon as possible, really.
Uh-huh.
So
no, just carry on.
Okay, so you're willing to wait the 14-day cooling off?
Yeah, you carry on.
Perfect. Okay, William, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to you within the next couple of weeks with all my contact information, any after-hour contact information that you need.
Yes.
If you're struggling with your mental health, William, obviously we advise you to speak to your doctor or, if in worst case, call the police or ambulance service.
Yes, yes.
If you're struggling and you just want to have a chat, call me. I'm always here for you.
Okay.
I wait for you now, William, so, if you need me, there's no call that is going to waste. You're not going to waste my time.
Right.
So if you need me, call me. If not, I'll give you a call anywhere between 3 and 4 weeks.
Right, no problem.
I'll do and check in with you, William. Is that okay?
That's fine. That's absolutely fine.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, William?
Not at all, no. Not one.
Okay, excellent. All right, William. Well, I'll give you a call in the next few weeks. I'll give you a letter out and an email, and I'll start on your case as soon as.
Right, no problem. That'll do fine, thanks.
Thank you, William. Honestly, William, I commend your bravery, buddy, and being able to speak out about this. And I thank you for taking the time for speaking to me today.
No problem. That's fine.
Thank you, William. Enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Take yourself. Thank you.
See you soon, buddy. Bye.
Bye. Ta-ra.
Bye-bye.